Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What should the Wild do? That is the topic. And the best in the business, Lou Nanny, is kind enough to join us. Like Rena previously, like all of our guests, Louie is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Louie, I was a pleasure last week. The news, obviously leaked by the agent, comes out that Kirill and his agent have turned down a contract that would have paid him per year the most of any player and total the most of any player. Now, that may not last more than 10 minutes after Connor McDavid signs and re-signs with Edmonton, if he does. But you have this news now, Louis, where 8 years, $128 million, and the agent says no. So Billy Guerin calls you and says, Louie, you faced scenarios like this before. What should I do? What would you tell him?
Well, basically, I told him on the radio when I was on with Dan Barrero months ago, I said, he is not signing for $16 million. He's going to get $18 million, whether it's from the Wild or somebody else. So this is no surprise to me. The amount of 16, you just hit the nail right in the head, Chad. It's only going to last for 10 minutes until Connor McDavid signs, unless he gets maximum now. And then next year, somebody else will go buy the maximum because the salary cap keeps going up. And that's what the agents are looking at right now. They're trying to get as much as they can, even though people start saying, well, don't they want to win or how much money they're going to leave there? Well, the cap's going up. There'll be room for other people as the cap goes up. In 3 years, it's supposed to be around $110 million.
Yeah, right.
Right now, last year was $84 million. So that's not a big deal. That's not what concerns me. It's not the money that concerns me because I know he's getting the maximum. What concerns me is they haven't got to the maximum and got it done. And not because the Wild didn't do it, because the agent didn't do it. That's what really concerns me.
Well, let's pick up on that because clearly there's frustration from the Wild with the agent, and they're trying to talk to Kirill as much as they can. When you joined us at the fair, you talked about this, and even another time you talked about how this is the type of agent who likes to show off the player, that in particular when he's got players in New York or L.A. So where is the concern with Leopold and Guerin trying to appeal to Kirill himself versus the agent and what the agent might want to do?
Well, essentially that's what they got to do. And they have to somehow get to Kirill and try and get a commitment from him, or at least, you know, they know how bad, he knows how bad they want him, and they just have to reiterate that and keep telling them they need him here, and they're looking to build a Stanley Cup winner, but it's got to be around him, and they don't want to lose him. And the agent, whenever they have a talk with him, somehow, some way, they got to try and get him to agree. But he's difficult. He's in New York. He likes to parade around town with his players like Panarin and Shesterkin, that the Russians are on the Ranger team. I thought Panarin was going to end up going to Florida years ago when he signed to the Rangers, and Dale Talon was the general manager of Florida, and he told me he thought he had him, and sure enough, he didn't. He ended up going to New York. So that's why I've always been concerned, and I'm going to be concerned until he signs, if he signs.
Are the Wild making a mistake right now picking up on what you said to the first answer, if they aren't offering $18 million right away?
Well, I think the agent knows that was it, and you could second guess and say, well, you should have just gone to 18 and let them know it's there and try and get it done. But they felt in good faith, this is the most money ever, that was going to be something that was really going to impress them. But I didn't think it would, because I've seen this act before. This is something. Actually, I was doing games of the Wild in Seattle. What was that, last January or November, whenever I did the game. And a bunch of us went out to the game, to dinner the night before the game. And I bet one of the guys a nice little chunk of change. And I can't remember which one it was, because he was betting on 16. I said, he'll never take 16. He's getting 18. Yeah. But now nobody's owning up to who it was that bet me.
Would you consider offering Kirill 4 years, 3 years? Would that be? So you would not?
I would. Well, let me put it this way. If I had to take him 3 years, yeah. Or four, yes. In fact, I wouldn't mind doing four, because of his injury before and his age.
Yep.
And at least it gives us 4 years as a Wild to try and get a team there that's going to challenge for the Stanley Cup. And then I think I can't see his agent in any way, shape, or form taking 4 years and thinking he's going to come back. And unless he plays like he does for the next 4 years. And if you're on the business long enough, you know that the prime productive years are 23 to 29, not 29 to 35.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why an agent would be that dumb to take that bet. Plus, on top of that, he has to hope that he doesn't get injured during those 4 years. And so I would take him for four, yes, in a heartbeat.
20.
I'd take him for four right now.
Yeah, he's 28.
And I'd give him 18 right now too.
Yeah,
and I'd give him 18 for four. I'd be happy to do that. I think because after that I wouldn't have to go much higher than that, and maybe not as long. In other words, not add another 4 years to it.
There is, and Lou Nanny's with us, the most recognizable voice in hockey in this state, and he has been decade after decade after decade. It's 15 past one. Chet Hartman here on CCO. There's a risk of injury for both sides, Louis, right? Kirill
right.
turns this down, and maybe it's a notable injury where he's 95% himself, or he's 90%. There's also the risk of injury for the Wild where Kirill gets hurt. He says, listen, if I'm just not going to play, I'll just wait this out and hold on until free agency, which is a year away. So if a team or two calls Guerin now and they make a substantial offer for Kirill, not a fake one, not kicking the tires, but a couple young players, number of draft choices, would you listen at all?
You always listen, but I'd have to say that I'd have to be assured in my own mind that he wasn't going to sign with us. You always listen, but you have to know that unless something fluky happens, you're not going to get the type of player that Kirill is back.
Yeah.
You have to remember, as a Wild as well, he's a franchise player, the best we've ever had here with the Wild, and he's got to... He's got to be taken care of and getting in the lineup if they can, because the season ticket holders I don't want to take a chance on what their reaction would be. And so you only listen if you're convinced. I mean, you listen always, but you only make the deal if you're convinced he's not going to sign with you.
At the trade deadline, you would have no choice, though, right?
Yeah, no choice. Yep.
Is it also possible that as much as Billy was at the fair and he said, we have as good a young group as anybody, where Kirill wants to see this. He wants to see you're off. He wants to see if Wallstedt can bounce back. I mean, a couple of years ago, he was the number one rated goalie in the minors on the planet. Now he's had a couple of bad years where he's sick of losing in the first round. He wants to see what Rossi can do. He wants to see what Boehm could do. And so he wants to wait about 15, 20 games to see if some of these young guys can live up to what Billy and Hines are telling them they're going to turn out to be.
Well, to a point, I agree with you. But you also have to remember, he doesn't know where he's going. So what's he going to see there that he knows he's going to be anywhere that's going to challenge for the Stanley Cup? Because he's going to be taking up a substantial amount of cap space. And unless you go to a team with that kind of cap space, which means then they don't have the kind of players that Carrill is.
Yeah, right.
So are you getting boxed into that situation? The key is, if a guy really wants to be there, he says he likes it, he wants to be here, he likes his teammates, then he does it. Yes, if you think there's, and believe me, they can say what they want. This agent's talking to other teams right now.
Oh, for sure.
You're not supposed to be talking to him, yeah. But what if happened? He's given a lot of what-if scenarios, you know, and he's checking the salary caps of the certain teams that he wants, and basically looking at New York and saying, how could Kirill's salary fit in there when you got Panarin,
yeah.
You got Adam Fox, you got Shesterkin, you got a lot, you know, you got quite a few good players there. How are you going to fit him in under the cap with more money? So, you know, it costs more to live in New York. There's so many factors involved. And the only one that matters is that agent, what he's trying to do for himself rather than Kirill. That's what's bothering me.
The Billy Sushi of Manhattan costs more than the Billy Sushi of Minneapolis. Okay.
<Yeah. laughs>
Let's be clear about that. So on the trade idea, what sort of value appreciation would they lose if, let's say, they shock us and they have more talks and Billy just is convinced the agent will not allow Kirill to sign here and he shocks us in 2 weeks, trades him, versus he waits until the deadline and then there's 30 games left? Are you getting significantly less if you trade him in early March?
Well, you can't really tell because you don't know where he's going at that time. And when you look at it, if you want to get something and the people that are really going to be able to fit him in might not bid what they have to bid to get him, they might be willing to take a chance and say, okay, trade him to somewhere else. He's still not signed.
Yeah,
so maybe
right.
we'll get him in the offseason there. That's what happened, essentially. That's what happened to Ratanen, you know. Fortunately, Carolina made a deal and got something for him before he became the free agent.
Right.
You're really gambling at that situation. You're not sure. You're not sure what you're going to get because you don't know who's going to be willing to step up and are they going to be able to fit him in or are they going to be able to sign him. And so if he was going to deal him and someone came with a real, tempting offer that gets you close, then you might take it now and take a chance and get whatever you got coming into the team. But I have to tell you, the one thing you can't be betting on only is draft choices. You got to put somebody in that lineup.
Yeah.
You got to put somebody in the lineup because draft
would be an awful message to the fan base.
Yeah,
right?
It could 3 or 4 years unless you're getting the number one or two pick that could make and make a difference. But it still doesn't mean he's going to be as good as Kirill. But at least you got to win the lottery to get it. So if he's going somewhere, that team's not going to be in the lottery.
No,
he's not staying there.
He's not going to San Jose.
Yeah, so now you're looking at 3-4 years for those draft picks. So you got to get people who are going to fit in the lineup.
Last thing, and it's tied to the Wild and the Wolves. Let's start with the Wolves. The Wolves, they don't want to play at Target Center anymore. So they want out there. They want out. The Wild are trying to negotiate significant money on improving Grand Casino Arena. They tried that last year at the Capitol and were shot down. Do you see a realistic scenario where both teams could be playing in the same arena 5 years from now?
Definitely I do, without a doubt. And I've already thought about that. We would have ended up playing in the Target Center had Marv Wolfenson given us the right to put the advertisers we want on the boards during our games. We had everything else agreed to. And then when he wouldn't give me that, then I said, then there's no deal.
Yep.
But it just, you have to remember this. The Timberwolves have gotten money. The Vikings have gotten money. The Twins have gotten money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money from the state. St. Paul's only got one thing in that town, and that could really hurt downtown if that ever leaves.
A lot.
I don't see how. I know St. Paul would step up to bat. The city knows they'd have to step up to the bat, but I don't know how the state can turn the Wild down after, you know, they made so many accommodations to other sports in the state. And that would be a disaster for St. Paul. I think then you'd find something happening like, who knows, Arden Hills or any
suburb.
Other place that,
right.
where they have some space and the two teams together could do it.
That's it.
And they'd work out an arrangement where they share in the revenues of the suites and the nights. And, they do it in other cities.
Yep.
They do it in Chicago. They do it in New York. They do it in a lot of other places. I definitely could see that because both those teams are attractive to any community, and they would put up a fantastic building, and I think be very successful.
Fabulous as always. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, Chad. Bye.
Lou Nanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Golden Valley Zone, Bob Zimmerman brings us back. Let's get to one other sports topic here. It's basically Dylan, Jordan Leopold, and me, Golden Valley, in that order.
I checked the facts
Patrick Royce, actually three. Mm. I'm four.
Yeah.
Big My father actually lived there a long time, so now I'm down to like six or so.
Keep falling.
Yeah.
You'll find other reasons.
Byerly's right there. Highway Department's right there. Theodore Worth is right there.
The Valley itself.
The Valley. Golden Valley Country Club, where I caddied.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Bernard lived in Golden Valley for a long time, sure. So I'm down to like 15th.
Down
right now.
In the Valley.
Down in the Valley, where I bought a lot of one-hitters and bongs back in the day.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to pot next segment, too. One other sports topic, since we're talking with Louie, and it's always great to have Louie on. How in the hell is the NFL going to keep allowing Tom Brady to broadcast games on a very minimal contract of 10 years, $375 million for Fox, by the way. 10 years, $375 million. And they've now given him greater access to meet with the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Which you should if you're the lead guy on Fox. So when Kevin Burkhart, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi show up, it's not like, you know, Brady should be outside like with a glass listening in. But then as either you saw it or you read about it, when the Raiders are playing the Chargers and it's a Monday night, and so Brady can actually be at the game. Is he just at the game in the owner suite? Because he owns, what do they say, like 5% of the team?
About that.
No, he's in there, in with the coaches, on the headset. And again, we've had some conflicts before. You know, Shaq owns a small piece of the Sacramento Kings. Grant Hill owns a small piece of the Atlanta Hawks. And they're both broadcasters. I don't think that should be allowed either. Make your decision. Are you a broadcaster? And Brady's turned out to be okay. I don't think he gives me a lot, but he's it's not like if I see Brady's working the game, I'm like, oh no. Whereas there's some other people who keep working games and are like, where is the mute button? I'm going to be fine without it. But he's not a star. He's not even close to Greg Olson. I mean, no, he is an enormous star, but just not in that field. There's no way they can defend this. And I know people are trying to the last couple of days. It's absurd. You own a team, great, amazing. God knows what that can lead to 5, 10, 15 years from now. Or be a broadcaster. But we're going to say when Brady has access to all this info, he's never, ever sharing anything with Pete Carroll and the organization. And if they're unwilling to share information with him, because trust me, as somebody was in this business for a long time, there's a lot of background information that's shared. Hey, not from me, but here, blah, blah, blah. There's an endless flow of that. Endless. He's not taking that to Pete Carroll. And if he's not, Mark Davis should say, why did I sell you 5% of the team? If you have information available to you and you're not sharing it with us, you're not living up to our commitment.
I know how they defend it. Chad, you go to the NFL offices, run up to Roger Goodell or Paul Tagliabue, who's ever running things.
Pete Rozelle's back.
Pete Rozelle, sure. Hey, how can you allow this? Conflict of interest. He's got the headset on. He's in the meetings. He's owner, owner, broadcaster. You know what they say back to you? It's Tom Bleepin' Brady. Yeah. What do you want us to do?
I guess. Listen, anybody who says everybody in the office is treated the same, utter, total nonsense. So the NFL also says, you think we're going to treat Tom Brady the same? Give me the sound effect. Yeah. They can't defend it, but it's not going to change. How much pot do you plan on buying? Will your habits change? Right now, I can walk two blocks away to a place where we used to get Quinton medicinal marijuana for an extended period of time. We tried it for years and years and years and determined it really wasn't helping him. But I'm glad it's out there for other people. But I can go to Green Goods, I know where it is, and go down there and make a purchase or two.
You get a chocolate treat on the way back, too.
Oh, actually, I went into Hen House today. I didn't like the cookies.
They didn't look good, or you tried it and didn't taste
it? I did, and then, you know, their treats are the size of your head.
Yes.
So I could have shared, couldn't I have?
You could have.
I thought about myself.
Or like the last time you got a chocolate treat that Susie was kind enough to bring you in, you forgot about it and threw it away later.
Yeah, I did. I went up to Northland.
Shame on you.
R&D and
just
sat
shame,
in there.
Shame, shame.
And I mean, you still would eat it now.
Heck yeah, I would.
It's been in the garbage for like 3 days and you still would eat
it. Is it still in there?
I think it is.
I'm digging.
By the way, is Susie ever coming back?
No.
Honestly, how long has she been in Ireland?
She's staying in Galway forever.
Is she still? Did something bad happen?
I hope not.
Is anybody checking on her? I'm going to check
Maybe
on her during the break.
Maybe she found an Irish lad like you were hoping.
Oh, that would be. Well, it'd be great for her personally, but let's again get back to the most important thing. How does it affect the show? And if it hurts the show, then we're not happy.
Well, she can still call in.
Yeah, we want the day-to-day nonsense, the gossip, the getting mad at people. The off-air Susie is even better than the on-air Susie. Oh. And the on-air Susie is really good. The off-air, that's why we should just set up the camera again, just to show what Susie says off-air and charge you. Because there'd be plenty of people that pay for it. The changes and now the availability of pot, recreational. Is this going to change you? Are you glad? Are you concerned? Let's jump back into this topic when we come back on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so the Office of Cannabis Management on Monday approved a couple places Rise and Green Goods as the state's only licensed medical cannabis providers to sell recreational cannabis products at their sites across the Twin Cities around the state. That is a graph from a Star Tribune story. Plenty more is coming. Green Goods, as I mentioned last segment, just two blocks from here. And a number of other locations in Rise having a big event today. I've talked about this many, many times. For decades here and on the Fan, I believe that recreational marijuana should be legal. I'm libertarian in this. I want people to have the opportunity. I believe that marijuana is safer for you than alcohol. I think the reprehensible behavior and reckless behavior with marijuana compared to alcohol is not close. I get that a major sticking point, and it's a very, very valid one, and I'm still floored by it with the amount of scientists who know the staggering amount of money which they could make if Dave's high, and Dave's never smoked cigarettes or pot in his life, so this is a deep hypothetical. Where they can test you if you're high while you're driving. Not that you had pot 4 or 5 days ago. So not that it's just in your system, but you're high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty stunning that we don't have that, obviously, a la what we have with DUIs. But the idea that nobody's driving high right now, and this is going to expand that in a significant or enormous way, I don't buy. I still believe that those folks, examples of people like you, who've never had any interest at all, I don't believe that people in your category say, hey, now it's legal. I could have found a way to find it and smoke dozens and dozens of times before, but now just the legality, I'm going to smoke. Are there people who smoked before, don't now, because maybe they can't find it as easily as they could have before, and now can say, hey, I can go to that place which is 2 blocks from work or on the way home. Maybe some of those folks. And I don't think in any way this is going to solve significant budget issues. It's not going to hurt, but it's not going to, you know, this isn't like how we're going to build back our enormous surplus. I'm allowing adults to make adult decisions. I think the texts and the calls we get here, stoners and unproductive, is so lazy and ill-informed. I mean, Al Malmberg, when he talked about that, when he still was here, utterly clueless. You know, some of the people who smoke, your next-door neighbors, your doctor, your lawyer, your accountant, your kids, your friends. And there are many of those folks who don't smoke. And are there some of those folks who have smoked and it didn't help them? Sure. Gateway drug, get out of here. You're stretching credulity on gateway drug. I just believe this should be allowed. We make decisions. We don't ban everything that either right away or long term is bad for you. Some things we do and we should. I just personally don't think this is one. 651-461-9226. So, Dave, percentage-wise, in our state for adults, again, not legal for kids, for adults, tell me the percentage of pot smokers who now are going to start smoking and weren't until this week.
88%.
It's a jump.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
It's a bigger jump than
big,
I expected.
Big jump, yeah. No, it will be a small percentage. I guess the worry is people that either haven't smoked for a long time or that they say, hey, let's try this out, maybe don't realize what they're getting into with, you know, the potency of the product. But is that going to be a widespread issue? No, I can't imagine it will be.
I think minuscule. And will we have an accident or two with frightening consequences? Yes. Have we had those examples out there forever already? Yes. And I would like to punish those who drive. I'd like to punish them before. But I still think those are so far the outliers, I'm not going to stop it. Mike's going to be first up. Plenty of text coming in. What are your thoughts on this? Because it's taken 27 years since the Democrats snuck it in, and they did. There's just no denying it. Zach Stevenson, on one of the hours where Adam and I were together, we had him on. He's now the leader for the Democrats in the House, and he denied it, but come on. It was pretty clear. This had been debated a lot, and how it passed was very contrary to how other major pieces of legislation have passed. What are your thoughts? You're happy about this? You're concerned about it? You may not participate at all, but you think it should be legal? You are very concerned about it. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I want to talk about believing in your own health. You can go everywhere and see the importance of sleep and food and water and moving your body and also stretching, because you see people who are healthy in their 20s, 30s, or 70s, 80s, and 90s, and most of them are flexible. It's just out there. It gives you such a better chance to lead a healthy life. It's not the only thing, but it's a big part. So if you can go to a place like StretchLab.com where they just have great trained professionals who don't just walk in. They have months and months and months of training. And you can go to a dozen plus locations in the metro area. Why wouldn't you? You could be a 16-year-old who's playing soccer right now. You could be a 70-year-old who doesn't believe in exercise anymore and you sit in your butt too much. They'll help you. You could be a golfer. Anybody is available. Start with that 50-minute session. You're going to feel better. StretchLab.com. Uh-oh. There we go. All right, let's go to Mike, and let's get to other folks reacting to recreational marijuana now available. Mike, you're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Very kind.
Was a couple things I want to touch on with you guys. I love your point that you made about the comparison with driving intoxicated by alcohol and the comparison with driving while high. As a parent of three young kids, you know, driving down the highway and you smell that smell of skunk, right, that's in the air. It's just something that I don't want to have to explain to my kids. You know, if you can get the same effect with an edible that you can by smoking the flower, and the edible is already legal in Minnesota, I don't see a reason why to expand it. You know, I'm a tobacco chewer myself. I don't smoke cigarettes because, you know, I'm going after that, you know, that nicotine, right? If you're going after the high, just do the edibles. That's all I got for you.
Okay, just say, hang on for a second. So there was a point in my life where I smoked a decent amount. I rarely smoke now. I mean, maybe I've smoked twice this year, maybe once. For me, when I've tried the edibles, it's nothing, and then wham, it's just this huge high. And what I used to like when I smoked pot more often was I could control my high better. You know, but I get it on the smell. There are a lot of people who are just massively bothered by the smell, and that is a side issue. I just don't think it's going to be as commonplace as many people think. I really don't.
Do you? I mean, I don't know this to be a fact. With like the oils or the vapors that are doing, does that have the same smell as the actual smoke in the flower as well? Is that a different way that you could still control the
that,
high?
Yeah, saying? that's a different way. I don't know as much about that. That personally, I'm hesitant on that. But yeah, it's not as the smell is not as pronounced. Call again, Mike. Thanks so much for reaching out. Among a number of texts, as a former pot smoker, I would tell you this. It's sure not going to help the kids in school when it's readily available with their test scores. I think Russia and China, I don't think Russia and China have legalized pot. They will be so far ahead of us academically soon, we will never catch up. This isn't legal for kids. And I don't believe all of a sudden, because it's available in stores, that young kids or high school kids will now have it when they couldn't before. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. And again, I was in high school a couple years ago. Anybody I was in high school, if they wanted to get pot, they could. When I talked to my kids who were just in high school the last decade and asked them about marijuana, they all said, if you wanted it available to you, you could find it. And we have test score issues. I just don't think this is one of them. Chad, I'm 50-50 in the subject. Spent a lot of time in Colorado. Servers are always stoned and can't get an order correct. At one point, I delivered food to the correct table. As the food runner was in space, it will be abused. But, hey, we get tax money right. No, we're not doing it just for the tax money because we're not getting it. And I don't believe all the places the servers were always stoned. I'm not trying to say this person isn't telling the truth. But the idea that all of a sudden now in society, everywhere we go, there's just going to be people so high.
Be haze following everyone.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that. As a former pot smoker, I will tell you this. It's sure not going to help. No, I'm sorry about that. There was another one. From pothead here, went through treatment in 1987. Sober from all the drugs and alcohol since. Another marijuana is not harmless. Sorry, I don't understand why it is legal. Non-smoker here, speaking purely about recreational use. Let's go to 50, okay? I have nothing against marijuana users. Mostly I'm not sure I'll legalize another product that impairs cognition is a net gain for society. You can use it in moderation on your own and be safe, just like alcohol.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.